Where did this come from? What is this for?
That's the reaction from Michelle Shoulders after an unexpected envelope showed up in her mailbox, filled with mystery seeds.
Being a package, you want to open it up and see what's in there. And then there's these seeds, and you're like, where did these come from?
These are the ones that were being delivered to people.
That's exactly what we got.
Shoulders runs Little Milliken Farms, and she tells me this wasn't a one-time delivery. She's now received several packages, each one raising more questions.
There's no identification to know anything about them. So it's kind of scary.
Those unanswered questions, according to Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller, are exactly the problem.
We call those mystery seeds because we don't know what they are.
Miller tells me the seeds come directly from China, unlabeled and unsolicited.
It could be a COVID variant. It could be anthrax or ricin or cholera or some kind of other bacteria or virus. That you can't see with the naked eye.
Since February of last year, the state has collected more than 1,100 seed packets. Just this week, Miller's office confirmed 3 new reports. 12 seed packets sent to residents in Waco.
What if your kids broke into it or your dog broke into it and it was something that was poisonous? You don't know.
The Texas Department of Agriculture is urging Texans not to open, plant, or throw them away. Instead, report the packages immediately.
They're not sending these over so we can improve our crop system. There's something behind it.
And I hope we find out what it is. Prayerfully, it's not going to be anything that's going to be really detrimental to us.